Here we go, episode 448 with Alex Pardo on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Before we dive into today's masterclass expert interview, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there. All right, here we go. So my friends, I recently did a Facebook Live with my buddy Brian Tripp, and we got deep on some stuff, let me tell you. And I wanted to go ahead and publish it on the podcast here because we talk about a lot of things that hold people down. I have been there. Brian has been there. He gets real vulnerable. He shares some personal things going on right now. And you know, it's so interesting that when it's all perspective. When you're in a rough season in your life or in your business, it's how you choose to look at things and then what you're going to do moving forward that's going to ultimately define you. And you know, we talk about needing to simplify our lives and our businesses and do the exact opposite of what many of us do, myself included at times, which is to overcomplicate and to add to our plate. And in fact, I even share a story about how, because I've been able to remove things from my plate, I've been able to create a space in my life and in my business where new opportunities are now there, or at least now I can see opportunities that maybe in the past were there, but because I had too much on my plate, I couldn't really see it. And so we get deep into conversation like that. And I really, really just, I challenge you to listen through. We even talk about at one point in this particular interview, how when you hear something, if you default to like turning off your brain and saying, oh, I've already heard that, I know that message, it's probably an indication that you need to go the other way and you need to lean into it. And there's a big difference between hearing something and listening to it. And if you are listening, are you applying? Are you implementing? How's it working out for you? So again, we go deep in this episode. We talk about his upcoming REI coaches event for people that just want to teach and help and be an influence on other people's lives. We talk about networking. And he shares some very, very, very powerful strategies and tips for networking. Brian's one of the best networkers I know. We share a lot of stories and we chop it up on this one. I think you're going to like it a lot. So without further ado, as they say, and as it is so overused, I'm not going to use that for a while. Let's hop right into this one. Enjoy it, my friends. What's going on, everyone? How are you? We should be getting kicked off here probably in about 3 to 5 minutes or so. I am waiting for Brian Tripp. I think he might be having a few technical issues, so just bear with me here. But a lot of cool stuff going on my end. I'd love to connect with you and find out what's going on with you and find out if there's any way I can help you. So I pretty much took the month of July off, spent about 2 weeks vacationing with the family, just kind of disconnecting. And let me tell you, it's incredible the perspective and the clarity that you can get when you clear a bunch of stuff off your plate, right? And I think so often we are in go mode and we're in hustle mode and we're, you know, entrepreneurs are kind of, many of us are wired to just want to conquer the next mountain and go to the next thing. And that's been really challenging for me as it's actually, I take that back. It hasn't really been that challenging for me. That was a challenge in the past. And when I made the decision back in June to transition out of the a wholesaling operation after 15 years, you know, I had to kind of hold the reins back and say, let me just kind of take a little bit of time off to focus on Ascend, focus on the podcast, and just kind of reflect and grow. And so, like I said, when you take a lot off your plate, it just it opens up the space and the opportunity for other things to come into your life. So give me a second, guys. Brian just hopped on. It says devices not connected. Let me see. What's up? Good morning, Anthony. Hey, Alex. I'm not sure, Facebook user. Let me see here. Guys, give me one second. I'm on a live here, and I may actually have to call Brian and see what's going on his end, but I will get him on. We got some cool stuff we're going to be talking about today, how to create a lifestyle business, how to become an influencer. Hey, what's up, Brian? I actually got you on speaker here, and I'm on live, so let me take you off speaker. One second, guys. What's up, brother? All right, guys. Brian is Brian's apologetic. He's having some issues for some reason. But anyways, we'll get him on here shortly. So Brian has been traveling the country the past 3 months, and I don't know if you follow Brian on Facebook. Really, really good dude. Just very, very sharp, very humble, down to earth guy. And so one of the things we're going to talk about is how he has been able to create, set up, and design his business in a way to give him the space to travel for 3 months, which many people would obviously probably like to do that, or at least have the freedom to be able to do that. And that's really, you know, what entrepreneurship is all about, right? It's about having the freedom to do what you want, when you want, how you want, with who you want, and for as long as you want. That's something that, you know, was a realization for me early on. And yet the first probably 10 to 11 years, I just spent in the grind, in the hustle. And so it's speaking of reflection, it's an opportunity for you to, you know, take inventory where you're at. We're past the halfway point of the year. Matter of fact, we're almost headed into September here. And then we got the last quarter. 2020 has been a very interesting year, to say the least, right? Let me see. Oh, I think we got Brian on here. So Brian, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I made it.
All right. Let me see. How's your audio sound? Okay, you sound good. What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Hold on. So who's the real Brian Tripp? I don't recognize you. Weird.
Yeah, man. So I've been, you know, kind of traveling around and doing some stuff lately. And this is me for a little while. We'll see how long it lasts.
I love it, man. It fits you good, my friend. It fits you good. How you doing, dude? How's everything?
I'm doing good. I'm learning a lot about myself. As I think you've mentioned, I'm traveling a lot right now.
Yeah.
I'm doing just things that I've always wanted to do that I've never been able to do before.
Yep.
And really, I owe it all to real estate. I owe it all to the network I've created. I owe it all to, you know, people like you that have been in my corner for a long time. And I'm super excited to be on this show with the Alex Pardo. This is my third appearance,
and I'm
fired up about it.
The third one, brother. Every time I have you on, I always get great feedback. And even if I didn't, it would surprise me. B, like I was saying, you're just a genuine dude. And I'm always striving to put people like you in my life, man, and just people that I can get perspective and wisdom from, and that are an inspiration, man. And that's not to say that we don't. You know, I have my challenges on a pretty frequent basis. We all have challenges, right? But it's a learning process, and it's growth is really what it is.
Yeah.
So, sure. Yeah. Well, dude, I'm excited to get into what we're talking about. First of all, you've been traveling for 3 months.
I haven't been traveling for 3 months. I've kind of taken 3 months off. I've taken a lot of little trips, just kind of here and there.
Yep.
And I think that's a very common misconception amongst the mass amount of people that I run into. And a mutual friend / mentor of ours, Sean McCloskey, is the one that originally kind of taught me this. It does not cost as much as people might think it does to do the things that you've always wanted to do.
Right.
And that is like just that sentence. If you could just rewind, just play that one sentence again. It just does not cost as much as you think it does to do some incredible things that you've always wanted to do. For instance, my whole entire life, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to see the Grand Canyon. My whole life, I just see pictures of it. It looks amazing. Everybody always asks me, you know, Brian, do you have a passport? Don't you want to go to Europe or do this? And that's cool. I'm not downplaying anyone else's country. I do not have a passport because I want to experience my country. I've never even seen the Grand Canyon. I've never even been out west, really. I want to do those things first. So it's like, I start looking into it back in May, back in April. And I'm like, I've always wanted to do the Grand Canyon. What's it going to cost? What's it going to take? Well, we're living in this pandemic, right? Like airline tickets are just, especially back in April, May, and June, were just completely insane. I flew out to Phoenix for less than $200. It usually cost me around $500 or $600 or $700 from Birmingham.
Yep.
Flew out to Phoenix, like super cheap, stayed on my points, hotel room. I've got tons of points that I've racked up over the years by doing a lot of live events. So I get like double and triple and quadruple points. Sorry, I got like two monitors here. I don't know what
to do. No.
I forgot that I'm down here.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
So I'm like looking at you. I'm like off in the sky. but I just looked into it. I went to Phoenix, drove up with a mutual friend of ours who I think is in your mastermind group actually. Drove up to the Grand Canyon. It was like a 4-hour drive. And I did all of that for like $800. Five days. And I hiked the Grand Canyon, 22 miles down to the Colorado River and back. It was like, for me personally, because that's something like a bucket list type of thing for me.
Yeah,
that's something I've wanted to do my whole life. And it cost me like $800. Yeah. I mean, are you kidding? You can do these experiences, do these things that you've always wanted to do your whole life for $800.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Brian, you want to know what's interesting as you're sharing that one of the things that I've experienced in the past and I've experienced with even people I've coached is that oftentimes we just tend to complicate things when it's super simple, but you have to have that clarity. I was talking about it when we were trying to get you on. I was just sharing that, you know, I took pretty much the month of July off, and by taking off, sometimes we think we have to add more to our lives. And when in fact, it's the opposite. When you remove things, it opens up a space and an opportunity for you to have that perspective and clarity where you can realize the things that you've always wanted to do that are much closer in your within your grasp than what you might even realize. And Ty quoted you there. I want to read that. It didn't cost as much as you think it does to do the things you want to do. If we've only been on here, not even 5 minutes, if people just walk away with that and realize pretty much everything they want is within their grasp, but we tend to complicate things.
I mean, there's no doubt about it, Alex. I mean, even in our businesses, I mean, I'm so guilty. Back in 2016 and 17, I had a really big wholesale operation. I'm talking like 18,000, $20,000 a month in overhead.
Yeah.
I was on TV doing TV ads, radio ads, billboards, direct mail, bandits. I mean, we were like just absolutely destroying our market, but I really wasn't making that much money net. I was spending so much money in overhead that was just completely unnecessary. Downsize, cut. We had a call center. We had a 4-person call center in my office where they're just taking calls, inbound calls. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, that kind of overhead, the kind of revenue that you have to generate in order to just break even. And back then, I mean, now I think all of our deal sizes wholesale wise have gotten really big. But back then, my average wholesale deal was like $4,800. That was my average. And if we did 10, that's a great month, but we're not really making a whole lot of money because we got so much overhead.
Yeah.
Once I decided to scale that back, and we've talked about this before on your show. Once I decided to scale that back again through mutual friends of ours, through mentors, through coaches, I never really had a coach in the business kind of getting started. I just kind of did it on my own and realizing that there's so much fat in my business that I can trim, and we can do 3 or 4 deals a month and make triple, quadruple the profit.
Yeah.
And so just when you start to like kind of tweak things like that and start to understand, I tended to complicate.
Me too.
Not just my business, but my life. My life is complicated. Everything was complicated. It just doesn't have to be.
So how have you grown? What have you learned from taking some of this time off over the course of the last 3 months? We talk about simplifying our lives and our businesses. What's been the biggest, takeaway, or now that you have that perspective and it's, I don't want to say it's behind you, but now that you're kind of looking in the rear view, how you used to be, what's been the biggest kind of takeaway for you?
And this is going to be on a personal level, not really a business level, but I hate to even get this vulnerable, but selfishness, man. Like I was the most selfish person in the whole world. And I'm kind of known as the guy who wants to connect you with someone and help you. And I do. And all that is genuine for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, on a personal level, just being really selfish with my time, with my resources, with who I am and who I've been as a human, and just taking some time to reflect on who I have been and how I may have treated some people along the way. Really not even in a business context, really more isolated, more in a personal context.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think a lot of people that are some people who know me, a lot of people who know me, who might be watching this. And if you don't, I'm sorry, I'm going to get super vulnerable, but I'm going through a divorce right now. And a lot of that stemmed from just pure selfishness. And I'm not getting divorced because I did something egregious to my wife. I never touched her, never cheated on her, things like that. Mm-hmm. It was just a distance that was created over a lot of time, bad communication, and just me being absolutely as selfish as I could be with a lot of my time, a lot of the ways I chose to spend my time. So just having like a lot of, you know, the past few months, having a lot of reflection time, going to the Grand Canyon was just one of those things that like I'll never forget. And even to this day, you know, looking at pictures, it's just one of those moments where you can just kind of close your eyes and just kind of feel and sense that freedom and that just like that burden that being released from you, and just trying to treat people better, trying to treat people with more respect. Again, more personal than business. Business, I feel like I've did that. I've done that. I've always done that. I've always been, but personally, I kind of have that. It's almost like this switch, you know, when business kind of gets turned off, it's like, well, I get home, I want to do what I want to do. Okay. Yeah. I've been serving people all day and I just want to do what I want to do. And just learning that life is not about me. I think you hear so much, Alex, you hear people talk about life's about happiness. Mm-hmm. And life is about your personal happiness. And that is a lie that I bought into for a long time, that life is about my personal happiness. It's not. And learning and understanding that you can be happy and fulfilled by serving other people. And I did that in a business sense for forever. That's been my mantra, and I do it. I love it, and I am fulfilled. But on a personal level, I don't know why or how that flip gets switched.
Yeah.
But just to be a servant to others all the time instead of in just certain contexts.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense, man. And a couple of things just immediately come to mind that I want to share with you, and I want to share with those watching and those that are going to watch in the future. I have so much, not because I've always had respect for you, but it takes a lot of courage to just get as vulnerable as you did. You know, we're here, we're on a Facebook Live, we're not having a private conversation. And these are things, discussions that you and I have had in the past. So, brother, I think our past, I think it was Tony Robbins that always says, you know, your past doesn't equal your future, and your mess is your message. And brother, we are all broken, myself included. I might be more broken than anybody, right? And okay. So I really just appreciate the level of vulnerability, you know, that you're going through. You're in that season right now, you know, but the fact that, the fact that you're aware, the fact that you're taking that time to reflect and look back and say, hey, this is my responsibility. I've been selfish, right? And I can't wait to watch you continue to grow. And that's going to help you to serve that many more people. And isn't it ironic, Brian? I'm guilty of this myself, dude. So you're certainly not alone. But isn't it ironic that sometimes in an effort to want to help, contribute, serve, create, we kind of neglect those that are most closest to us.
Unbelievable.
And yet we tell ourselves, hey, we're doing it for them. We're doing it for our family. But yet the very ones that need us the most. And I'm guilty as well, man. I think if we're honest with each other, a lot of people fall in that boat. So you're certainly not alone, man. And again, I just appreciate you opening up because I think it's a conversation worth having.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, how is that even possible? You know, how is it even possible to neglect the people that you love and care about the most? And it's just, I don't know how it happens, just completely oblivious to it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You hit the nail on the head, man. But you know, I think that there, first of all, there's more to life than business. So I love the fact that your podcast is not just about, hey, how can we learn the ticks and the tricks and the tactics and all these things, which is great. And we need to learn all that. And I think that there's also a time and place for that. You know, you hear the old adage that like you kind of are who you are. Money is not going to really change you. It's just going to, you know, enhance,
amplify
who you are and at a core. So really making that shift and understanding who are you? What do you want? What do you truly want? What is best for you? What is best for your family? Getting that down, putting, you know, and this is all stuff that we've learned, you know, from Sean McCloskey, people like that. You know, I'm learning it from, you know, guys like Jesse Itzler, who I love. I don't know if you've heard of this guy.
Oh yeah.
He's just I'm like infatuated with Jesse Itzler and how he lives his life and just people like that who put their life first. And then they start filling in their calendar with some business and some work stuff. Yesterday I text, or maybe a couple of days ago, I text your business partner, Steve Cavanaugh. And I just said, hey, I'd love to jump on a podcast with you soon. Cause he's coming to speak at our conference that we're putting on. Let's do like a promo video or something. And he goes, oh, I can't do it. I can't. And I said, Thursdays, can you do it Thursday? He's like, no, I can't do it Thursday, but I can do it tomorrow, which was Wednesday, or I can do it Friday. I can't do it Thursday. I'm like, well, Thursday's my work day. I don't have Wednesday. I don't have Friday. Thursdays are my work day. I could do it next Thursday or the Thursday after that. And he was just like, man, I love that so much that you've written into your calendar that Thursdays are your work days. And, and just being intentional like that and putting your family and putting the things that are most important to you first on your calendar and being present, being present in the moment, turning your phone off and just these simple things that we hear all the time that become probably a little bit harder for most of us than what they probably should be.
Yeah. You know, again, the irony is that just because we've heard it a bunch of times, I guess the question I have, but are you implementing? How's that going for you? And I think the ones that hear it the most are probably the ones that need to continue to hear it the most. And that's why when you were talking and you said, well, Thursday's my work day, I just started clapping because I'm like, man, that's incredible. When you, again, it's about creating those boundaries, honoring those boundaries. And we've bought into this myth, this narrative that in order to have more and achieve more, we need to do more. And that's just a fallacy. I mean, that's just straight BS. And I'm not saying don't work. I mean, there's seasons, man. There's times where you got to put your, I remember after COVID for a good 2 months, brother, I felt like I had been working more in that 2 month period post COVID, like mid March through like whenever it was the beginning of June. And I finally realized, I'm like, am I really getting ahead here by just constantly being on Zooms, constantly being on podcasts? Like in an effort to want to serve more people, I was actually taking time away from my family. So again, I'm guilty, man. We've all been there, but I think it just goes back to the awareness that you were talking about. So talk to me, how do you, aside from traveling and aside from connecting with mentors, people like Sean that you allude to, what have you done to reflect? What have you done to go back and say, okay, well, I've been selfish. Now, how do I go about course correcting? I'm curious if you can share some practical things that have worked for you.
Getting quiet, getting in a quiet place for somebody like me who, you know, I stopped my podcast in January, February. I just at the time just had enough of it. You know, obviously going through a lot, you know, basically getting paid to be on a stage and to be on videos and be coaching people. I basically get paid to run my mouth. So for someone like that to get quiet is very difficult, very difficult. Even when in times, you know, laying in bed at night, my mind just doesn't shut off. It just goes and goes and goes. And so we hear words like meditate thrown out a bunch. Well, you know, maybe it's a meditation, but it's really just me just trying to get quiet and trying to get my brain quiet and trying to get focused and just asking the question. I don't know what you believe in or other people believe in. I happen to believe in God, asking the universe, whatever it is you believe in. God, where have I been selfish? Show me who have I been selfish to? And let me understand their side of it, you know, not just my side of it. Let me understand where they're coming from and let me just keep my mouth shut a little bit more and keep, you know, keep my ears open a little bit more and maybe I can learn a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just again, these basic things that I feel like we should all learn and know, but like you said a second ago, we don't all do. So just being quiet, just keeping quiet and just trying to learn and trying to understand and going back and contacting some people that, you know what, I was reflecting and I don't know if you noticed this, but I feel like there was this time, you know, maybe 6 months ago or 12 months ago where this happened and I may have been selfish there. And I just wanted to let you know that I've been thinking about that and kind of praying through that. And I don't know if that offended you at the time. You may not even remember it, but I just want to let you know I'm sorry. Just little things like that. And just trying to find peace in serving, trying to find peace in the little things, being minimalistic, not being gaudy. Like I said, I mean, I just got back from South Dakota. You know, I was in South Dakota for 5 days and I was camping. Again, you talk about like this trip that really doesn't cost a whole lot of money, like going from Birmingham to South Dakota, you think, oh my gosh, you're going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. I didn't. I spent $1,200 total for five days. And I'm in the woods and I'm camping and it's just quiet. And it's just, I'm just being minimalistic. I don't have I'm not staying at a $150 a night hotel. You know, I'm out in the woods eating SpaghettiOs. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just trying to be quiet, trying to, you know, I don't know what journey I'm on. I don't know what the future holds. I'm training for a half Ironman. I've been running. I run a half marathon every weekend. I'm going to run one tomorrow. And just things like that, just trying to be in better shape, trying to eat healthier. And all of it kind of comes back to the same thing. It's trying to find peace, trying to find joy in the little things, trying to be grateful for, you know, even in just the crap that I'm going through, just trying to be as grateful as I can be. And I think that these are little things that we all push to the side. I pushed to the side for so long. I hear all these people talking about, I would jump on a podcast with Alex. I would listen to one of your podcasts. Cause when I was listening to podcasts in general, avid listener, listening to all your shows, at least the beginnings to see if it's something I wanted to hear. And when I hear people talking about the things I'm talking about right now, I turned it off and I went to the next one.
I get it.
Because I heard it and I heard it and I heard these messages over and over and over, like you just said, and in one ear and out the other. And I did not take the time to slow down and to truly understand what it was I was doing and who I want to be, who I want to become. And man, to your credit, you've understood this for a long time and you've had great guests on your show. What do we have to do to get this message through to some people who are hard-headed like me, who just want to go, 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 go and do as much as we can do?
You know what I find? Sometimes we're hearing, but we're not ready to listen. And there's a big difference. There's a big difference. And totally. I've been in the same shoes where like, oh, I've heard that. And you kind of like half mentally check out. And here's what's interesting, at least for me, Brian, maybe this is something that can help you. Whenever I default to that mode of thinking, to me, it's actually a trigger that, hey, I think I need to be listening more intently because I'm defaulting to like, I've heard that message before. Right. And then again, it's just that awareness. So while this might not be sexy, right? It's not the latest marketing strategy to land you a $30,000 deal. And it's not, how do you automate and scale and all these fancy words, right? Oftentimes, Steve Cavan and I often talk about the times that in our Ascend Mastermind retreat a couple of weeks ago, business challenges are often really personal challenges. They're just masked as business challenges.
That's awesome.
You know?
That's the quote of the day right there.
I don't know about that, man.
Say that again, Alex.
Business challenges, the perceived business challenges, are really personal problems. They're just masked as business problems.
That's huge.
So
that's huge.
And I didn't always realize that, man. You know, and so that's why my show, while it's called the Flip Empire Show, and we definitely talk real estate and business. This is my jam more and more. This is what I feel I'm called to be. These conversations we're having, you know, Anthony Kuski, awesome guy. I don't know if you know him. If not, I'll connect you guys. You know, he shared how a couple of weeks ago he got extremely vulnerable about, you know, things personally. And so when you open up like that, especially when you're in a safe environment, you just grow, man. You just grow. And so that kind of leads me to the event that you're having mid-October, right? REI Coaches. So I believe you did the first one in Birmingham last year, which I kicked myself for missing because I saw the people that attended. I've heard from them, people like Tom Kroll, Christina Krause, Joe McCall, and I heard it was incredible. So what is this event you're putting on? Talk, and this isn't, I don't want people to check out. This isn't meant to promote your event, but I plan on being there. And I actually thought it was going to be something different. And to my surprise, I think more people are going to be really intrigued and interested by what you have going on here.
Yeah. Well, thank you, first of all, for the opportunity to talk about this, because it's just one of those things that, you know, like real estate is a vehicle. You know, that a lot of us kind of understand that we need to use this vehicle to get to a destination. Real estate is not the be all end all. Real estate is just a vehicle. And for me, that's what it was. Excuse me. Real estate was, I need to make some money so I can get out of debt, so I can just stop my 9-to-5, just things like that, just basic stuff. Basic stuff, not really basic, but basic for where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I hated real estate, Alex. Hated it. So, and I still did it because it was a necessity. I kind of transitioned into the coaching side of it. I know how to do it. Let's coach it. I'm still doing it. I'm not doing it at the clip I was doing it at, but I want to coach it because I have a teaching background. I love to teach. And I started teaching brand new people and it was fine. It became, and coaching can be this. It depends on how you set it up. My coaching business was 90% psychologist and 10% teaching the tactics of real estate. And that's not why I became a real estate coach. I wanted to become a real estate coach to teach real estate. I love the teaching aspect of it. I love getting on a stage and teaching people something that they can go and use and make money at. That I've personally count. I did this account the past couple months, and this isn't like a gaudy, ridiculous number, but I have personally 20 people, more than 20 people, I have personally had a direct hand in helping them quit their jobs to focus on real estate. And that's their full-time job now. I have had a personal responsibility. That's been me that has led people to quit their jobs and to be some people financially free. Some people are working a real estate job, which they'd much rather do on their own terms than work, you know, a 9-to-5 for someone else. I've had a personal hand in that. So I've had a lot of personal gratification from coaching. So don't get me wrong when I say any of this, but I did not sign up to be a real estate coach to be a psychologist. Because as you know, you said it with your quote that things are, it's not really usually the business that's the problem. It's not business problems. They're usually personal problems. So I'm becoming this psychologist trying to unwind. I'm marriage counselor, things like that, trying to unwind some stuff on people's limiting beliefs, helping them become actually successful at a business versus that employee mentality, the victim mentality, all this. So anyway, I say all that to say this. I went through the transition of real estate investor, and I'm still doing it, and it's fine. I do it to make money. I need to do that. To coach, which that's fine. It really wasn't what I signed up for. Maybe there's a way I can set up my now the way I mentor and coach is different, a lot different than that. And I take on very, very, very few students. And now I'm just kind of transitioning to what am I best at? What am I best at? What do I love? And it took a lot of searching deep down to find this. And what I'm best at is connecting people with other people. And you alluded to the coaches event that we did last year. So we put on a coaches conference. It was a proof of concept. I didn't market this at all, Alex. I didn't even put a Facebook post about it. Nothing. There was no special link for people to go sign up. Nothing. I called people. At first, I lined up some speakers. You mentioned like Tom Kroll, Jeff Watson, some great speakers that came out. Ty Flipman Taylor, Pace Morby, and Jameel Damji out of Phoenix came out to speak. We Joe McCall, we had this, Christina Krause had this incredible lineup of speakers in 30-minute increments on the stage. Give us your best nugget about how you are a great coach and how we can be great coaches. Your best 30 minutes. Everybody knows who you are. Don't spend 30 minutes talking about who you are. Just get on there and give us your best 30 minutes of your best stuff. And we just went bam, one after another. We had like 10 speakers, one after another. It was one day, bam, bam, bam. I charge $150. Everyone, even if you were a speaker, I charge $150 because that's how much it was going to cost me to get the event space.
Yeah.
Everybody had a meal. We fed them all lunch. We fed them all dinner, a steak dinner for $150.
Can't beat
it. No brainer. And we had 60 people there, and I didn't market this at all. I didn't do any marketing. It was literally me picking up the phone. I said, "Hey, Tom Kroll's coming. Do you want to come? Hey, Alex Pardo's coming. Do you want to come?" It was just basically like that. And everyone was like, "Where is it? Birmingham? When is it? All right, sure. How much is it? 500, 1,000? No, just help me cover my costs. $100, $150. I'm there. I'm done." And it was just phone calls and text messages. And we got 60 people. So that was a proof of concept. We recorded it. We recorded the whole thing, by the way. We have all these incredible, I mean, we're talking about somebody like Tom Kroll, who has sold 7- and 8-figure businesses, and he's sitting here teaching you how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are people who are up on stage talking about things that they do not have a canned speech for. You know, if you asked me to come out and talk to a group or something, I've got like 3 or 4 speeches that I could give, or 3 or 4 different talks, different presentations that I can give.
Yeah.
These are people that are the same way, but like a Joe McCall's like, "Well, I don't have a talk for that." Because I asked him to speak. He's like, "I don't have a speech for that." I'm like, "Well, let's brainstorm. What could you come up with that is valuable to other people?" And I think he talked on the 10, maybe the 5 or the 10 biggest mistakes he made when he first started out as a coach and what he would do differently now. He didn't have a talk for that. He had to literally come up with that for this event. And everyone did that. And that's what's going to happen this year too. I don't know if you know Greg Pinio.
I do.
Greg has been one of the most impactful coaches and mentors in my life over the past 2 years. And he's coming to Birmingham to talk. And this is somebody who might have the most successful coaching business of anybody that no one knows about. And he's coming to talk, and he's going to talk for 1.5 hours. He's the keynote. He's the main speaker. He's going to be the last one to speak. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
And he's coming I have to do this on my phone because I couldn't get my computer to work. But he's coming and he's giving this talk, and we brainstormed. We were on the phone for like 1 hour brainstorming of how all he wants to do is, he doesn't have anything for sale, by the way. None of these people have anything for sale. We're not selling you anything. How can I provide the most value? Yeah. And we brainstorm, and he said, "Brian, listen, I can't. What you're asking me to do, I've never done before. I've never given a talk like this before. And I've given it a lot of thought, and I want to be great for your people. It's going to take me about 1.5 hours to really get my point across and the message I want to share with those people." Yeah. And I'm like, done. And everyone else has like 30-minute increments. Mm-hmm. Done. You have 1.5 hours. And Tom Kroll's going to be there speaking. Sean McCloskey's going to be there speaking. Yeah. Steve Cavanaugh, your business partner. Yeah. Is going to be there speaking. We've got some incredible Zach Childress, who's going to talk about how to avoid stress and burnout. This, again, this is not a speech. These are not things that you can just get on YouTube and see. These are things that people don't talk about. We're opening up about the coaching business that has just never been shared before. And that was my heart and passion. And then one more thing I want to say real quick, Alex, and this has been one of my biggest pet peeves of all of coaching, all of real estate coaching, especially when you hear from the gurus, and I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but I've heard this numerous times from numerous people. If you haven't been through a market cycle, then you are not qualified to teach or coach or mentor real estate. Have you ever heard that?
I have. I don't believe it, but I have.
You have some people saying, if you've done less than 50 deals, if you've done less than 100 deals, you are not qualified to coach or teach real estate.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Alex, before you had your first child, had you ever been a parent before?
Nope.
Before I had my first child, I'd never been a parent before. But all parents are teachers.
Yeah.
And you teach, you learn first, and then you can teach, and then you have wisdom. When you have one child and you've been through something, uh-huh. you've done one deal and you've been through something, you can share your experience. That doesn't mean you know everything, but you can share your experience. And what I've learned most about coaching is that there are people out there, Alex, who are not going to resonate with anything you say.
That's right.
They might look at me and say, look at this ridiculous beard. I cannot listen to this guy. I can't even hear this guy. I can't even hear the words that are coming out of his mouth. He's a white male with a ridiculous beard. I can't even hear him. And they just won't resonate with me. And that's fine. But they might resonate with that person who's only done one deal.
Right.
And that one person who's done one deal, you have a story. You have a message. And you are qualified to teach your experience. Mm-hmm. You're qualified to share your experiences. This is not some exclusive conference that's only for people who have these massive coaching businesses or want to start massive coaching businesses. Even if you just want to teach, even if you just want to have conversations, start a podcast, start a mastermind. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about all these different things. If these are things that you've always wanted to do, you don't have to have done all these crazy deals. You have experience. You should come to this event. It's in Birmingham, Alabama, October 15th and 16th. And I just told you the lineup of people are coming. I feel like it's super cheap for the value that's being given.
No doubt.
And I don't know if you have a link, Alex,
or if you've done all that. It's in the bottom there, reicoaches.com, right? And that's not an affiliate link. I don't get a penny for that. I cannot tell you, Brian, how many people I spoke to that attended last year's event. And I know many of the people, including Steve, who's going to be one of the speakers. Dude, you have absolute fire coming, you know, like the just the quality of people. And let me tell you, and this is going to be interesting because you're like one of the kings of networking. But when you put yourself in a room with people like that, the connections I remember on our last podcast, I think you shared on how you connected with Tom Kroll, you know, and how you reached out to him and now you have a relationship with him and that's led to other things. I mean, it's networking is so key and we can talk about that, but yeah, reicoaches.com is the site if you guys are interested in checking it out, which I highly recommend.
So just to play off of what you just said, and I'm going to say something that is probably not going to sit right, but I'm going to promise you it's the truth. You're going to come to this event. You see all the names and you're going to come and you feel like you're going to learn a lot. That's why you're going to come. You're going to learn a ton and you are, but you're not going to remember all this. You're going to take some notes and you're going to have the videos. 95% of people don't even go back and watch the videos anyway. Oh, you're going to have it. You're going to have all the resources. You're not going to go back and watch them anyway. The thing you're going to take away most from this event, and it's a proven fact, the relationships. You're not going to remember what I said. You're not going to remember what Tom Kroll said. You might remember one little nugget that you wrote down. Hopefully you're going to take one and only one thing back and implement it, because if you try to do more than one or two, you're going to fall on your face anyway. It's not the talks. It's being in a room with high level people. And by the way, the people who are speaking, they're a part of the event.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just coming to speak and then they're getting on a stage and then they're leaving. They're a part of the event. They're not untouchable people. These are people that you can network with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you probably can get their emails or phone numbers as well, probably. I don't want to speak for everybody, but these are people who are coming. Tom Kroll last year, it was amazing to watch him. He got there a little, like right at lunch. He got there a little bit late because they were driving. Tom doesn't fly, by the way. He drives everywhere. So he's driving from South Florida to Birmingham.
Yeah.
He got there a little bit late and he's sitting there in the audience, listening to all the speakers before he talks. And you should have seen him taking furious notes and asking questions. And that's another thing about this event. It's half virtual. There's probably only going to be 50 people in the physical room.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be probably another 50 or so watching online virtually because people just don't. And we can talk about that. We do have the online option, the virtual options because of the stuff that's going on. But there's probably only going to be about 50 people in the room. And when there's 50 people in a room, it gives you, it kind of almost gives you permission. And you'll be able to do this, to raise your hand and ask questions. You should have seen Tom last year. This is someone who has one of the most successful coaching businesses I've ever seen. His students are more successful. He has more testimonials than anyone I've ever seen in any coaching business. You should have seen him taking furious notes, asking questions like crazy. He called me the day after and he was like, "It's the best event. It was the best event. I took away this one nugget. We implemented it today." And then a week later, he's like, "I implemented this thing. We did record sales because I implemented this one thing that I got. And it's all because of your event." And he was a speaker. He wasn't even like a really an attendee. He was, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
You guys are going to come and you're going to network with the most incredible people. You're going to do, this is called a business development conference. Coaches conference. It's for business development. How are you going to develop your business? Not maybe you'll get a nugget and it'll be cool, but by making that connection that you needed to make to take your business to the next level.
Brian, I want to underscore a few takeaways and listening to you speak over the course of the last 5-10 minutes. Let me kind of start with the latter, what you just talked about. You never know everything. And if you have the mindset where you're a know-it-all, or you have the mindset where, oh, I'm in a good place, I don't need that, you're going to die. And you might not physically die, but you're going to die inside and you're going to stop growing. And so it doesn't surprise me, knowing Tom the way I do and you knowing him, that he was in the front row, or you know, he was sitting in there asking questions, taking notes. The second thing I got from that was that you said something that jumped out at me. You said he called you the next day. He gave you high praise, which was cool, but he said, "We implemented this and X happened." He called you the next day. In other words, speed of implementation is one of those key factors that separates those that win from those that don't, right? The third thing I want to kind of rewind to when you started this story, last year's event, you didn't put up a fancy sales page. You didn't, you know, you didn't hop on social media and hire a copywriter. You didn't do all these things that we're so inclined to want to have set up first before we get things going. Dude, you literally just started picking up the phone. "Hey, this is what the deal is. This is what the deal." And boom, you filled the room of 30, 40, 50 people, however many people were there. And it was, by Tom's words and by many people's accounts, one of the best events, right? And so I think it goes back to simplifying, you know, not overcomplicating things. And then not telling ourselves the BS stories that, "Hey, I want this, but the stars need to align and I have to have all these things set up before I actually dive into the water." You know what I mean? So those are the main three takeaways that jumped out from, like, you know, you telling about the event last year and what it's going to look like this year. So yeah, guys, if you're watching me on live here, reicoaches.com is where you can check it out. And it's October 15th, 16th, and 17th, you said?
Yeah, 17th is a Saturday, so it's an optional day. I want you to stick around. Hopefully you'll stick around, but it's an optional day where we'll see. We don't know what this pandemic going on, but we're going to do something. We're going to do something together fun if you're in town. If, you know, I understand there's certain people that think it's just too soon, and that's fine. Click on the virtual option. Join us virtually. We'll have a professional camera crew, a professional team running that. We're going to have a team actually helping you guys engage, helping you guys network virtually. So we're going to have a team on there online helping you guys do that. So no excuses. But for some people like me that have just been traveling and don't really, I care, but I don't. I've already had the virus, so I feel like I'm a little bit more inclined to you know, go out and do stuff, but I get it. I want to respect, I hate that this has become politicized, but I want to respect what you think you should do. If you think you should stay home, then you need to stay home. If you're okay coming out, we are going to follow the state of Alabama. If there are federal guidelines, obviously we're going to follow federal guidelines, but whatever the state of Alabama tells us we have to do, we are going to follow those. Right now, we are allowed to do live right now, and this is August. Things can change of course, two months out. Right now, there is a statewide mask mandate, and to do an event, people have to sit, if people outside of their household have to sit 6 feet apart. Yes. So we have a big space. We mask, as of today, masks will be required because they're going to be required of us. If the state of Alabama lifts that mask mandate, we are going to make masks optional.
Yeah.
If that bothers you, you should stay home and watch it virtually.
Right. I totally get it, man. I appreciate you sharing all some of those nuances. Guys, I apologize. I should have told you that we're here to answer any questions you have. I know that this was like kind of like a pop-up Facebook Live that wasn't really promoted too much. It was kind of a last minute, not the interview, but the fact that I just didn't promote it. So if you have any questions, Brian and I would love to stick around and answer any questions you have. But in the meantime, let me get you out of here in the next probably 5 to 10 minutes. Ty, I appreciate your engagement and just you dropping some of the quotes. It's good to be a connector. On that note, we're talking about the REI Coaches event, and you're one of the best networkers I personally know. Can you share some quick networking tips, tricks, strategies, whatever you want to call it? I know we've dedicated podcast episodes to this topic, right? And you could talk about this for days, but what are like one or two main things that people can, that attend REI Coaches in October or any events in the future, what are a couple main things they should focus on that they can implement while they're there?
Number one, most important thing you need to do before you go to any event, even if it's just a REIA, but especially the coaches event. Number one, get absolute clarity in who you are, what your business is, and what you need. What do I need? I like to ask the question, who, not how. Who do I need? What do I need? And who can get me to that spot?
That's good. What,
and if you don't have clarity right now in your business, now is the time. Before you go to any big event, get super clarity. Where am I at? Be honest with yourself. Where am I at in my business? What do I need to take me to the next level? That's number one. And if you can answer that question, now you can start to ask the question, well, I know what I need. Who has what I need?
Yeah.
Who has that? And you alluded to the story about Tom Kroll, how I met Tom Kroll. Tom Kroll had what I needed. I asked all these questions and I came up with Tom Kroll was the guy that had what I needed. I don't know Tom Kroll at all. I could send him a weird DM. I don't know if he'll answer it, but I do know who does know him. And I know that he's great friends with Joe McCall. I'm good friends with Joe McCall. I'm going to call Joe or text Joe. Hey, could you make a warm introduction for me to Tom Kroll? Don't just give me his phone number.
Yeah.
Make a warm introduction for me. So that's how I got to know Tom, is through Joe McCall. He gave me, he made an introduction for me. So get clarity in what you need, figure out who it is. If you know there's, and I'm going to start dropping some names here pretty soon. People who sign up for REI coaches, when you sign up, there's a private Facebook page that there's already like 130 or 50 people in the Facebook group, the private Facebook group. You'll get access to all of last year's talks from Tom Kroll, Francis Ablola, by the way, with Real Advisors, the marketing guy with Real Advisors, blew the conference out of the water. His talk is on there about how to be a great marketer for not just for leads, but for customers. And that's the one where Tom was like taking furious notes. That talk is on there. How to start masterminds, how to do all these things. Sean McCloskey and I did a podcast that's on there, a private podcast. By the way, I have a private coaches conference or coaches podcast that is just for coaches that's inside that group. All these great things. Anyway, name dropping all these people that are going to be in there. So you're going to know ahead of time who's going to be there. And if you know ahead of time who's going to be there, it's like, oh, I need to talk to that guy. And it's going to be a small room. So the odds of you being able to, and if you don't know this person or you're timid, come up to the organizer. Another great networking tip, whoever the organizer of the event is, in this case, it's me, come up to me. I know everybody that's going to be there. I should. Come up to me and say, hey, I really want to meet Greg Pinio. Can you take me up to Greg and make a warm introduction? Here's what I'm looking for. Here's why I need Greg. And will you make a warm introduction for me? These are all, I feel like, elementary networking tips that a lot of times people kind of get caught up in just going to an event and just whatever happens, happens. I'm going to take some notes and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That is not how you move your business forward. You move your business forward by being intentional about what you're trying to do and who it is that you're trying to meet and can take you to the next level.
My man, I love it. Ty, again, thank you for putting some of these things that Brian has shared with us. Get clear, right, on who you are, what your business is, what and who you need to connect with, right? So what you need and who you need to connect with. So yeah, man, it's all about intentionality. And the more clarity you have, the more intentional you are about life and business, I think the happier you'll be, the more you'll impact others and just grow from there. So my man, Josh Bacon, let me see, what did he put here? I was about to say, wait, that's not Brian. The beard is a good look. So dude, you probably easily lost 20 pounds, it looks like. Yeah. And you got the beard. So man, you're rocking, bro. I like it.
Yeah, I've lost like 30 pounds. Yeah, it's crazy. There you go. Yeah, and just being, again, being intentional. Getting clarity on who I want to be. This isn't business, it's personal. Getting clarity on who I want to be. Seeking out people like Jesse Itzler. For me, that's someone I wanted to meet and I wanted to have a relationship with. A multi-billionaire owner of the Atlanta Hawks. Uh-huh. I want to have a relationship with this person. Who knows this person? How can I get to this person? How can I have a relationship with him? So just things like that. Like, yeah. Like I'm using like all these techniques that I'm telling you about, I'm using them and they're working. So just trying to find people to emulate that I want to be like that are already successful and just going for it, man. And Alex, real quick before we go, cause I have to go and I know you have to go too. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you, your podcast. You are solely responsible for me starting my podcast. You started yours in 2016, I think. And I started mine in January of 2017, I think about 6 months after you started yours. And I did it with your, I was asking you tons of questions where I think I met you originally at Sean McCloskey's event that he had. And I just can't tell you, you know, over the past 4 years now, almost, your friendship, you came to Birmingham, we got to hang out here, your friendship, your mentorship from afar, what you do in the real estate community, what you now do just in the, just the business community is unmatched. I know there are people from Birmingham in your mastermind. I know tons of people in your mastermind and you just have great quality people, that you've surrounded yourself with. I'm proud of you. I love you, man. I appreciate you. Your show is awesome. Thank you for what you do.
Man, I'll let those words sit on me. I appreciate the compliments, brother. Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you. And man, you know, I am always here for you. And I really just one last thing. I want to just again, acknowledge you for just being so open, dude. I know you're in a season right now and you're kind of going through it, but just the attitude you have is inspiring. The fact that you're taking your, you know, you're making an investment in yourself to travel and reflect and journal and pray, connect with mentors. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know? So thank you for sharing that. And guys, I highly encourage you. Brian and I did a podcast. I think the last one we did was all about networking. Yeah. I'll link it up in the show notes when this goes live. And what I'll do is I'll drop a comment with the link so you guys can listen to that podcast. So you could always go to flipempire.com in the search bar, just put Brian Tripp. So Brian, appreciate you, brother. REI Coaches, I think we lost him for a second as we're wrapping up. But if not, if we don't get him back, reicoaches.com, guys, is where you can check out the event. Brian, I think you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay, I can't see you, but that's okay because we're about to wrap up. Someone asked, this might be a dumb question, which it's not, but is this an annual event?
Yes, it's an annual. I don't know what just happened to my video.
But you're good, man. I know what you look like. So do people.
It right now, this is the second annual. So we've done it for 2 years in a row. It was last fall. We're doing it this fall. Yes. The hope and the goal is for it to be an annual event for sure. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Ty says, thanks so much. Brian, my man, I know you got to get out of here. So I appreciate you, bro. Anything you need, I'm a phone call away. And guys, thank you for taking the time to listen to this, whether you're on the live or listening to this on the podcast in the future. If you have any questions, drop them in the comment section. Brian and I can circle back and answer them. And anything I can do for you, just let me know. I look forward to connecting with you on the next live/podcast. So talk to you guys soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.